Part 2. Listen to a conversation and answer the question. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's do an example. Number 8. Listen to a conversation between a teacher and a student. Listen for the answer to this question. When is the girls' party?
Congratulations! Are you doing anything special to celebrate?
Yes, I'm having a party this weekend.
Will you have cake?
Yes.
When is the girls' party? The choices are A. Tonight. B. Next week. C. This weekend. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. The answer is C, because the girl says,
Yes, I'm having a party this weekend.
Fill in C on your answer sheet. Do you understand the directions? Ask your teacher if you need help. Now, you do it. Number 9. Listen to a conversation between a girl and her mother. Listen for the answer to this question. What will the girl do next?
Remember, later today we are going to a party at your Aunt Lisa's house. Do you know what you're going to wear?
I want to wear a white shirt and my favorite pants. But the pants are dirty. Do we have time to wash them?
I'm sorry, dear, but we can't. There is not enough time. We need to leave soon.
Oh, no. Then I need to quickly choose something else to wear.
What will the girl do next? A. Buy some new clothes. B. Quickly wash her clothes. C. Find different clothes to wear. Number 10. Listen to a conversation between a boy and a girl. Listen for the answer to this question. What did the boy enjoy most during the class trip?
Hey, Lindsay, did you have fun on our class trip to the science museum yesterday?
Yes, it was great. The room filled with different kinds of rocks was interesting, but I liked the video about the dinosaurs the best. What was your favorite part of the museum?
I also liked the dinosaur video, but I liked the pictures of ocean life even more. The fish were so beautiful.
It was a good class trip. I hope I can go back there soon.
What did the boy enjoy most during the class trip? A. The video about dinosaurs. B. The pictures of ocean life. C. The room of rocks. Number 11. Listen to a conversation between two students. Listen for the answer to this question. What will the boy and girl do next?
Have you heard about the school art competition next week?
Yes. Are you going to make something for it?
I think so. I really like to draw.
Really? What are you going to draw?
I think I'll draw some flowers. And I have some new colored pencils that I can use. But I need to choose what kind of flower to draw.
I think I can help you. Let's go to the library and look for books about flowers. We can look at pictures of different flowers, and you can choose the best one to draw.
What will the boy and girl do next? A. Go to the library. B. Draw a picture of a flower. C. Buy some colored pencils. Go to the next page. Number 12. Listen to a conversation between a girl and a worker at a bookstore. Listen for the answer to this question. Why does the girl write down her phone number?
Welcome to the bookstore. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a book called The Last Game.
Hold on a second. I can look on the computer to see if we have it. What's the name of the book again?
The Last Game.
Okay, let's see. Well, we did have several copies of this book, but we sold the last one yesterday.
I see.
Yes, sorry about that. But if you give me your name and phone number, we can contact you when we get more copies of the book.
That sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, just write down your name and phone number here.
Why does the girl write down her phone number? A. Because she wants her friend to call her. B. Because she wants to know when a book arrives. C. Because she wants to find someone to play a game with. Number 13. Listen to a conversation between two students. Listen for the answer to this question. What does the boy want the girl to do?
Hi, Jeff. Can you work with me on our history project after school today?
Yes, I can. Do you want to come to my house this afternoon to work on it? Yesterday, I went to the library and brought home some history books. We can use them for our project.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. I also have some good books. I'll bring them over.
Great. Then I'll wait for you at the end of the school day so we can walk home together.
What does the boy want the girl to do? A. Go to the library to get some books. B. Work on a project at his house. C. Stay after school to study for a test. Number 14. Listen to a conversation between two students. Listen for the answer to this question. What is the boy going to do on Saturday?
Hi, Ben. What are you doing this Saturday?
Hi, Amy. I am going to ride my new bike. What are you doing?
I'm going to the Butterfly Festival. It's in the flower garden at the town park.
A butterfly festival? That sounds like fun.
Yes, the flowers in the garden are blooming, so there will be lots of different types of butterflies. They like flowers.
I think I'll come with you on Saturday. I can ride my bike another day.
You should bring a pair of gloves with you. We're going to learn how to plant flowers to make our own butterfly garden.
What is the boy going to do on Saturday? A. Ride his bike. B. Look at butterflies. C. Buy some flowers. Go to the next page.